know, you're surrounded by God and you don't see Him, the final barrier to the vision of God is your God concept. You miss it because you think you know. That's the terrible thing about religion. That's what the Gospels are saying. They knew, so they got rid of Him. The highest knowledge of God is to know God as unknowable. There's far too much God talk. The world is sick of it. There's too little awareness, too little love, too little happiness. Or let's not use those words either. There's too little dropping of errors, dropping of attachments and cruelty. Too little awareness. That's what the world is suffering from. Not lack of religion, lack of awareness, lack of waking up. That's what religion is all about. That's what it's supposed to be about. Look what we degenerated into. Come to my country and see them killing one another. You find it everywhere. This is what it ended up in. So, the one who knows does not say. The one who says does not know. All revelations, however divine, are never anything more than a finger pointing to the moon. And as we say in the East, when the sage points to the moon, all that the idiot sees is the finger. Jean Guiton, very pious, orthodox Catholic writer in France, adds a terrifying comment. We frequently use the finger to gouge our eyes out. Isn't that terrible? So, awareness, awareness, awareness. In awareness is healing. In awareness is truth. In awareness is salvation. In awareness is spirituality. In awareness is growth. In awareness is love. In awareness is awakening. Awareness. I talked to you so far about awareness of what goes on in the self, the me. Why it is that when we look at a tree, we really don't see it. We think we do, we don't. When we look at a person, we don't really see that person. We think we do. What we're seeing is something that we fixed in our minds. We get an impression, we hold on to that impression, and we keep looking at that person through that impression. And we do this with almost everything. If you understand that, then you will understand the loveliness and beauty of being aware also of everything around you. Because reality is there. God, whatever that is there. It's all there. The little fish in the ocean. Excuse me, he says, I'm looking for the ocean. Could you tell me where I could find it? Pathetic, isn't it? So, if we would open our eyes and see and realize, then we would understand.